Hello, my name is Jed, and welcome to my Philosophy Corner. In today's discussion, I'm going to talk to you about commitment and disagreement, and how the two work together to create what we're kind of seeing in the modern day. That is, we can't seem to agree, can we? We disagree all the time, but why? We have access to the same kinds of information, but why is it that we still continue to disagree? Why can't we both look at the same evidence and come out with the same conclusions? In this discussion, I will be explaining one way this might happen, through what Austrian philosopher Wittgenstein called hinge commitments. Now, these hinge commitments are an irrational commitment to our perspective and understanding. And I say irrational because it's not something based on logic or reason. They just kind of are. They are the basis of our rational evaluation, hence the name hinge, like the hinge on the door of our rationality. We obtain these commitments through our life due to our upbringing. So things like culture, family, environment, personal experiences, education, all of these things go on to contribute to our hinge commitments, and thus our basis of understanding of ourselves and the world. For example, a hinge commitment could be, I have hands, or I'm speaking English, and even my name is Jed. These are things I just sort of accept as the fact, and haven't really put much thought into understanding why. They are essentially a part of me. They are my identity. Now, as you can imagine, we all have an array of hinge commitments, most of which can differ quite a lot, thanks to the variation of sources that we can acquire such. Now, there are a few interesting properties to look at when thinking about hinge commitments. The first is that we are certain of them. They are a presupposition of what is reality. The second, our commitment to these hinges are not optional. It is something primal and deep that pushes and pulls us on a very animalistic level. Third, they are tacit, meaning that they are rarely made explicit in our normal everyday activities. And the final property worth considering and understanding of these hinge commitments is that they are not responsive to rational considerations. They are rarely engaged directly with a rational point of view. What this all means is our whole line of reasoning, belief, and understanding are dictated by deeply held beliefs that we are not even fully consciously aware of. So, if you and I have a different hinge commitment on some issue, say something political, we are coming about it from two totally different standings, two totally different points of view, and we can't even rationally see that to be the case for me or for you. This is what's known as a deep disagreement, because the thing we are disagreeing on is not so much on the surface level, on some facts, it is something deep within us. Our hinge commitments differ, so our entire perspectives differ. We cannot agree on this supposed political issue because we cannot agree on our deeply held hinge commitments, or certainties. I am certain it is this way, and you are certain it is that way. Our minds are incapable of seeing things any other way. We can't find a middle ground because it seemingly doesn't exist. We take a disagreement on this level of depth personally as well, which is why so many times this reaction that we have becomes heated or emotional with these disagreements, anger being the primary actor. So let's take a look now at a real controversial example of a deep disagreement due to hinge commitments. In the US every year, there is a debate regarding Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, whether or not October 11th ought to commemorate the Italian explorers' feat of discovering America for European powers, or to celebrate the various nations and tribes of this discovered land. The debate exists because of the history behind Columbus's and other European explorers' behavior towards the natives of the land at that time. I argue that this disagreement is due to different people having different hinge commitments in regard to this event. On one side, There are people who grew up in the US education system being taught the bravery of Columbus, and it's reinforced by their own status as part of the powerful group in the US, which this narrative supports. It is a part of their identity. On the other hand, there are people who see and understand the history of America from the perspective of that of, say, a minority. The people who this narrative neglects or disrespects with this viewpoint of European colonization. Their identity is being diminished with this idea. What this means is that the disagreement here is not so much on Columbus and his actions, but on the underlying narrative of the whole history. Those raised believing Columbus to be a sort of hero have cultivated a hinge commitment that he and others like him in the history of America are the kinds of people to be admired and commemorated. Those raised in a more candid approach to the history see him as the representation of the horrendous acts perpetrated by European settlers and eventually American settlers at that time. For the first group, to attack Columbus and his supposed achievements attacks the very nature of the story of America. It attacks their identity. For the second, to accept Columbus and celebrate him justifies all the actions done against Native Americans, as well as other minority groups. Both are coming about it in a more emotional way at a certain extent because of these hinge commitments. The disagreement is not about the man, but what he deeply represents for America. Since these hinge commitments are something primal and deep, it's not something we can rationally go about understanding or communicating. This disagreement involving Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day comes to a standstill. We become polarized at the fact that there seems to be no middle ground. We throw historical facts around to try and convince the other to listen. But it does little to shake these deeply held hinge commitments. Like how one side might highlight how the native tribes brutally treated each other in some regards, as if that justifies Columbus. And the other side shows the extent of Columbus's and others' brutal impact on native people. But it is not something to be resolved by simple fact. So, what can we do when we're faced with this situation? How can we resolve deep disagreements at the hands of hinge commitments? It is not an easy question, since the nature of hinge commitments, and yet so many disagreements could seemingly stem from them. Religious, socio-political, economic, all areas of life are influenced by these underlying commitments we have to our reality, to our world. Now, it is possible to change one's hinge commitments. And perhaps one way is to try and find that common ground. While it may not seem to exist, and it may be difficult, there are commonly held beliefs and hinges involving the topic that could exist if we try. This means doing something incredibly difficult in many heated debates. Listen. If one puts themselves forward and offers their ear, they could try to understand what these hinge commitments are in the other. Since they are irrational, it would be difficult to approach it in a wholly logical way. It may require a more effective or emotional engagement and understanding. Empathy. Show a willingness to do so may also motivate the other to do the same. There is also training oneself to understand their own hinge commitments to avoid deep disagreements. An awareness to why you believe what you do. Look back at all the different ways your worldview has been cultivated and presented. By understanding yourself more, it would help communicate your stance to others, and doing so may influence others to do the same. Question yourself, question everything. So then what about you? What sorts of deeply held, seemingly unconscious beliefs might you hold? Has your worldview ever been radically changed in this regard? How did it change? And finally, how do you think the internet, of all things, can influence these hinge commitments that we have? Now, I'd argue that the internet could break or reinforce an individual's hinge commitments, but that depends on the context and the activity of that person, and is worthy of its own talk later on. So let me know what you think, and I'll talk to you next time.